Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
The PM is on his way to Townsville to help the cattle producers, and as he just squeezed in there at the end, also with big grants for small businesses. No doubt he's doing his bit to help up there, but this won't do his chances any harm in Queensland politically either, with all those marginal seats above the so-called Brisbane line. He was pretty keen there to make it known that he's helping the small businesses as well.
Obviously, the political fight in Queensland will be very tough in all those seats, but I do think we should see this issue as beyond politics. It's a real tragedy for many people, and both sides of politics should be at one on this to say, well, this is not a political battle, it's a real battle.
Okay, there are battles across the nation in a political sense as well. One of the most intriguing of those will be in Tony Abbott's seat of Warringah, I think. Now, you've got the results from some focus groups that have been held in the electorate this week. These are focus groups sponsored by the University of Canberra. And the upshot seems to be that Zali Steggall, who is an independent taking on Tony Abbott, one of a few, but seemed to be the front runner. She's yet to cut through with voters in Warringah. Is this a bit of a surprise, and would Tony Abbott be heartened by these results?
Interesting results. There's some news in it to hearten Tony Abbott, but some not so heartening. There's a lot of discontent with him in the electorate. And what's come through is that his stand on same-sex marriage has been particularly damaging, even though it's quite a while ago now, that plebiscite. People reference it a lot. This is an electorate, Liberal heartland, which is economically conservative, socially progressive, and they really remember that issue and feel that he didn't reflect their views. Another interesting point was that climate change, which we were just talking about, got little mention in the discussions. People's environmental concerns were locally about the pressures on the beaches of population growth in the longer term, and further away, the Murray-Darling and mining on farmland, things like that. Of course, Zali Steggall is campaigning strongly on climate change. As you mentioned, she's not yet cutting through very forcefully with these voters. There are a number of alternatives in the field, and they haven't sort of focused heavily on her yet. She is a local. She's been born and bred in that electorate, but she isn't yet seen as a sort of local champion, as it were. They don't use that term, of course. Tony Abbott's local work, of course, is very well known over a long time.
Okay.
So there's a lot of time to go in this campaign, and it's at a very interesting stage.
Yeah, I think it'll be a battle. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. And that research from these focus groups done in Warringah this week, sponsored by Canberra University, will be written up on The Conversation.